This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I hope everyone is doing well, inshallah ta'ala, just as we're waiting for everyone to join. Praying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our brothers and sisters that have perished in the plane crash in Pakistan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them as shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comfort their families and all of those that have passed away in such unfortunate ways in these last few days, in these last few weeks. May Allah azza wa jalla have mercy on them all. Looks like we got enough people logged on now, so inshallah ta'ala, I'll go ahead and I'll start once again. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله العظيم من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أدى الأمانة وبلغ الرسالة ونصح للأمة وكشف الغمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فعليه أفضل الصلاة وتم التسليم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم ومن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر آمين رب العالمين وأوصيكم نفسي بتقوى الله وقد أمرنا بالحق وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, as we come to the end of Ramadan, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost accept all of your deeds in Ramadan, before Ramadan, after Ramadan, and forgive all of your sins before Ramadan, during Ramadan, and after Ramadan, and allow us to maintain a thrust towards Him of good, and to overcome the shackles of ourselves and the shackles of the shayateen that prevent us from fully tasting the sweetness of closeness to Him. As we get to the end of Ramadan, I want to talk specifically about the last hour of Ramadan. Now, I know that we still, you know, here it's Friday, Eid will likely be Sunday, and so we've still got some time before the last hour, but I do want to help us anticipate, inshallah ta'ala, as much as possible, the last hour and building up to the last hour of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that al-a'malu bil khawatim, that actions are judged by the endings, by the khawatim, by the endings of those actions. And Ramadan is no exception to that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at us and Allah will judge an action by its ending. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized to us that we should always seek a good ending, because a person could be, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, doing the actions of the people of paradise until what is between them and paradise is just their arm stretched out. And then they do one of the actions of the people of Jahannam and they end up instead entering into Jahannam. On the other hand, the Prophet ﷺ said that a person does the actions of the people of hellfire until they are about to enter into hellfire. There's just, you know, a yard away from them and hellfire. And instead they respond and they do an action of the people of paradise. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to enter into paradise instead. That's the general rule, that actions are judged by their endings. But what does this specifically mean for Ramadan? So every night in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has people that He frees from the hellfire. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that in every night there are utaqa, Allah has people who He frees from hellfire. And the ulama say that this is speaking about Ramadan, that in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees a group of people every single night. That's 1 through 20. That is the odd nights. Those are the odd nights of the last 10 nights, as well as the even nights. And so every night is an opportunity. And the Prophet ﷺ taught us to seek Laylatul Qadr until the last night, not the last odd night, until the very last night. And so tonight would be the 30th night of Ramadan, and many people will neglect it. But tonight is a night that we seek Laylatul Qadr, and it still falls within the last 10 nights. So seek it until the very last night. But there's something else, and I wanted to draw a parallel between the end of Ramadan and the end of the night. The end of the night. Because the most blessed time of the day or night, the most blessed time in a 24-hour period is waqt as-suhur, is that last hour before Fajr. That last hour before Fajr. The best of the night is the last third of the night. And the best of the last third of the night is as-suhur, the time of as-sahar, the time of suhur. And that's why some of the ulama say when Ya'qub alayhi salam, when Jacob, peace be upon him, said to his sons, Sofa astaghfiru lakum rabbi, that I will seek forgiveness from my Lord for you. They said that the commentator said that he was talking about waiting until the final hour of the night to seek forgiveness for his children for the wrongdoing that they committed against Yusuf alayhi salam, against Joseph, peace be upon him. And so it's the last hour. And the best hour of the day is the last hour of the day, which is the hour before Maghrib. That is true for the fasting person. That is true for Yawm al-Jum'ah. That is true for the day of Friday. That is true for the day of Arafah, when the people gather. That it's the last hour. That's the time of calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing Athkar al-Masa, doing the evening remembrances as the sun is about to set. What is the analogy of this to Ramadan? I really saw a beautiful quote from Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala as he was speaking about the last hour of the night, and it got me thinking about this last hour of Ramadan and what the last hour of Ramadan looks like. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he said that what happens in the last hour of the night before Fajr is that everyone gathers, it's a time for istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that in that time, that's when they seek forgiveness. It's a time in which those who prayed all night, or those who prayed a significant portion of the night, are ending off the prayer of the night with istighfar, with seeking forgiveness, لِقُصُورِهِمْ, because of a feeling of shortcoming, because of feeling like they did not do enough prayer, or that there was some lack of quality in their prayer, or that even if their prayers were perfect, they would not be able to match the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is perfect and whose mercy and whose generosity and whose honor cannot be encompassed by any human act of worship. And so the point is that at the last hour of the night, there are those who were praying all night, that are praying a significant portion of the night, that are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And this was the case of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would end off the night by seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he prayed a significant portion of the night to a point that his feet would swell, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was asking Allah for forgiveness for the deficiency within the prayer. Similar to, by the way, how when we finish our daily salawat, we say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. You seek forgiveness from Allah after performing the prayer, because there were some inevitable shortcomings within that prayer. And so, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So he said that in that hour, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers both those. You have some that will seek forgiveness after praying for a long time, لِقُصُورِهِمْ. And he said, and then you will have those who will wake up just at that time, just as the night is about to go. And they'll offer a small amount of remembrance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a short performance of prayer. Maybe they just get up and they pray the witr, or maybe they just get up just to make a few statements of remembrance. And they're also saying, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And their istighfar, their seeking forgiveness, is لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, is for their sins. So he says that at that hour, at the end of the night, that blessed time, there is the istighfar of those who prayed, لِقُصُورِهِمْ, and the istighfar of those who prayed, did not pray, لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, the istighfar of those who prayed, لِقُصُورِهِمْ, meaning for their shortcoming, and the istighfar for those who did not pray, لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, for their sins. So if you're looking at them, they look indistinguishable, because at the end of the day, at that moment, they're in a place of istighfar. And the sentence that he says that I just find so beautiful and profound, he says, so if you can't join the lovers, join the repenters. If you can't join the lovers, join the repenters. What does he mean by that? The muhibbin, those that are in love with their Lord, that have gotten to a point in their spirituality where they feel a connection and they have become regular at standing up for long periods into the night, seeking Allah's forgiveness and seeking His pleasure. And Ibn Rajab rahimahullah says, if you can't join the muhibbin, then join the mustaghfirin. If you can't join the lovers, join the repenters. At least make sure that last portion of the night that you get up and you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for out of a sense of shortcoming, out of a sense of not feeling like you did enough, out of a sense of wanting to do more for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is such a beautiful analogy to the last hour of Ramadan as well. As Ramadan is about to pass from us, there are going to be those that will be able to look back on this Ramadan and say that I really felt closer to Allah this Ramadan than I have in previous years. I pushed myself. I read more Quran than I usually read. I was able to pray more at night than I usually pray. I was able to put something behind me. I was able to make a significant stride in my spirituality, or by starting to fulfill one of the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, or one of the nawafid, one of the blessed voluntary practices. I was able to make a stride in this month. I feel closer. I feel like I must have caught Laylatul Qadr. I felt it on this night and that night. There are those that will look back on this Ramadan very favorably, and they will feel like this was a beautiful Ramadan in which they got ahead. And for them, that last hour of Ramadan is an hour of asking Allah for forgiveness for the inevitable shortcomings within those deeds and the inevitable shortcomings that are to be anticipated after Ramadan, the post-Ramadan dip. So for them, that's what their istighfar is in that last part of the night. For the others, there are those that are going to feel like, I set goals for myself this Ramadan, I didn't meet those goals. I wanted to read this much portion of the Quran, I didn't finish reading that portion of the Quran. There were nights that I set my alarm and I wanted to wake up and pray, I didn't pray those late nights. I didn't get the khushu', the humility, the awe in my supplication, the way that I wanted to get that awe in my supplication. I don't feel like this was my most productive Ramadan. And my answer to those people is, if you can't join the lovers, join the repenters. At that moment, in the last hour of Ramadan, when we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, all of us, may Allah make us from the repenters and the lovers. Allahumma ameen. May Allah make us from the mustaghfirin and the muhibbin. Allahumma ameen. The repenters and the lovers. At that moment, gathering together, or rather connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together, shutting everything off and just saying, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, accept this Ramadan. Ya Allah, accept Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, accept all of my repentance. Ya Allah, accept my intentions to the best of them, all the good that I intended to do that I wasn't actually able to do. Ya Allah, just as when a person accidentally eats in the day of Ramadan, you give them the full reward of that fast and the food is sadaqah. And just as a person sleeps sometimes at night, though they intended to wake up and pray Qiyamul Layl, and you give them that sleep as a charity and you write down the full night of Qiyamul Layl, Ya Allah, as we turn to you in these last moments of Ramadan, Ya Allah, reward us to the best of the intentions that we had for this Ramadan, for every minute of it. And forgive us for the times that we fell short, either in the performance of good or the performance of bad, or a moment of heedlessness that could have been used for good. Use this last hour, use these last moments to just say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And this is a challenge that I want to give to everyone, that the last hour of Ramadan, and I say the last hour, I'm not just talking about the last hour of the night of Ramadan, the last hour between Asr and Maghrib of the last day of Ramadan. Most people would have already shifted to Eid mode. They're already thinking about what they're going to do for Eid. And it might be an unusual Eid, but it's still Eid, right? People are trying to adjust to their Eid celebrations. Most people have moved on from Ramadan. The last night is gone. If you can commit yourself to just that last hour that you're going to sit there and you're going to isolate yourself in supplication, in dua, in prayer, and ask Allah to forgive you in that last hour of Ramadan, then do so. Make the most of the last night of Ramadan, which is tonight, inshallah ta'ala. And make the most of the last day of Ramadan as well. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count you amongst the repenters and to join you with the lovers. And I'm going to end with one hadith, inshallah ta'ala, which many of you have had. But just to show you the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our shortcomings when it comes to Ramadan. Many of you have heard the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says that لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ, that for the fasting person is two joys. The farha, the joy, حِينَ يُفْطِر, the time that he breaks his fast. وَفَرْحَ حِينَ يَلْقَى رَبَّهُ, and the joy when he meets his Lord. So for the fasting person is two joys. The joy of breaking the fast, and the joy of meeting your Lord with that fast. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says about this. He says that when the day of judgment comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken account of all of the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken account of all of his servants. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has said that all of the deeds of the son of Adam are for them, except for fasting. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi. Fasting is for me, and I reward accordingly. So Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahullah, said that when the day of judgment comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gone through the accountability of the servants, and all of those who a person has oppressed, all of those who a person has fallen short with, all of the person's shortcomings in regards to themselves and in regards to others will be taken from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do with those good deeds what is necessary. And so, you know, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Atadruna min al-bakhil," do you know who the bankrupt person is? And it's the person who had so many sins that they committed towards others that they take their good deeds on the day of judgment. That a person will be in a situation where the only thing that remains for that person is the reward of fasting. The only good deed that remains is the reward of fasting. And if the person was sincere in that Allah would have compensated all of the oppressed parties or all of those that person fell short with from his bounty. And Allah would have taken all of the good deeds that person had due to their shortcomings or whatever it may be. But then Allah will take fasting, the reward of fasting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it until it covers that servant enough to enter them into paradise with sincerity under his mercy. Subhanallah, the fact that the reward of fasting in its performance is so profound and cannot be quantified and falls out of all of the rules of the quantifying of good deeds. The fact that fasting is so significant, by the way, this doesn't mean, by all means, this doesn't mean go ahead and oppress because fasting has you covered. Go ahead and mess up with the rest of your deeds because fasting has you covered. This refers to a person who inevitably fell short in different ways, in different wrongdoings. And they were sincere in trying to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the scholars say that this is referring to a person who turned the page with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but inevitably could not make up for all of the things that they've done in the past. That fasting is that reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase and forgive everything for a person. Ramadan is that reward bi'idhnillahi ta'ala that will overlook everything in the past. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And the best deed that you can prepare at the end of Ramadan is the best deed that you can have, period, which is husna dhan in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that is the best deed that you can have is husna dhan, to have a good expectation of your Lord. That's why Allah taught us through our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are the forgiving one. You love to forgive, so forgive me. And so carry that with you to the last hour of Ramadan, inshaAllah ta'ala, as you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. Despite my sleeping, despite my sinning, despite my shortcomings, you love to forgive, so forgive me. And if you can't join the lovers, then join the repenters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the repenters and from the lovers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to elevate ourselves and be elevated in His sight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to carry what we have benefited from in this Ramadan far beyond it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow the deeds that we started to practice in this Ramadan to be lifelong deeds, transformative deeds. May Allah forgive us for the sins that we had promised to repent from, that we still fell into a few times in Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for the sins that we commit knowingly and unknowingly, the small ones and the large ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to power through what is left of this life with only the best of deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to stay connected to Him after Ramadan, to stay connected to His book after Ramadan, to stay connected to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Ramadan, to stay connected to our adhkar, to our salah, to our remembrances, to our supplications, to our prayers after Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow our hearts to remain firm. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qulubana ala deenik. O turner of hearts, keep our hearts firm on your path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqama, grant us thabat, grant us firmness with our hearts, firmness with our feet, firmness with our tongues upon all of that which is pleasing to Him. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan to all of you. And inshallah ta'ala, I will see you tonight for the last Quran 30 for 30 of Ramadan, as well as the last session of Ibadur Rahman. But inshallah ta'ala, we have some things in store, inshallah, for Shawwal as well. So we will have programming throughout the month of Shawwal as well, inshallah ta'ala, to keep that connection, though obviously not at this pace, which is natural. But I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us in His glory and in good. And I appreciate all of you that have been tuning into all of our programs throughout this month and before it. And I pray that Allah Azza wa Jalla allow it to be of benefit to you and benefit to us, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.